CliffCentral.com.
It's time for us to turn our attention to the world of crypto. And as usual, there's loads of drama going on. People are talking about a massive sell-off. People are talking about whether or not it's going to go back up again for a while or whether it's going to continue to slide down. And obviously, the person who we rely on to tell us what's actually going on is Sean Saunders from Revix. Now, Beyond Bitcoin with Revix. Every single week, we get to hear about the most important developments in the world of cryptocurrency, and there is a lot to get into. So luckily for us, here is Sean, and we're very happy to have you back, Sean. How's it going?
Morning, guys. Morning, Gareth. Yeah,
morning,
good.
Morning.
How are you guys doing today?
Good. So Sean, first of all, there was so much that happened in this last few days. It dropped down to like 38,000, 39,000 just a little while ago. People got very nervous and jittery and sold off. Some other people held on. Some people don't know what's going on, and they're just going to close their eyes and hope that it all passes. But what do you think is going on here? Because you did mention that savings vault to us the other day. Maybe if we'd thought about going into the savings vault and taking your advice of last week, we would have been a little safer this week.
Yeah, the savings vaults were quite well received. Yeah. Certainly blew through our expectations.
Really?
Just so everyone sort of has a bit of context, I mean, I went on the show last week and sort of mentioned that we're running this promotion of some kind where you can head over to the Revix website at www.revix.com and you could reach out to our customer support team, and we would be essentially offering a savings vault where you would earn 9% in USD through the Revix platform. And this is sort of an early offering of one of the products that we're going to be offering in about 3 weeks or so. And the uptake was quite incredible. I mean, we had a couple million rand directly after the show. There should have been some sort of like Cliff Central referral code, Gareth. You guys would have been smiling as well. Clearly, people like to earn high yield in dollars, right? Surprise, surprise. And also with the rand sort of being as strong as it is now.
Right.
I mean, it's the best time to go into dollars, right?
Yeah.
Now you're not only earning a really high interest rate of 9%, but you obviously are protecting yourself from a sort of rand position.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. It shows that our audience is smart, and if you dangle a carrot in front of them, they are smart enough to know that that carrot's worth taking a bite out of. So well done to everybody who hopped on board the savings vault. But just tell us quickly, I mean, you know, with regard to the savings vault that you announced, what is this? How is this related to what's actually going on with the price of Bitcoin and Ethereum and everything else? And what do you see as the main reason for this latest drop?
Yeah, so maybe let me just start with the reason for the latest drop. So I think there's fundamentally nothing that's changed in the world of crypto. Ultimately, there's just probably a little shift in sentiment. So, I mean, yesterday we had the Fed confirm that we've had the highest interest rate inflation rate, should I say, in the last 40 years, right? I mean, you've got inflation in the U.S. of 8.1%.
Right.
I mean, that's blown through all sort of estimates and all the rest. So that's the first thing. Now, that sent every sort of high-risk asset down, whether that's tech stocks, whether that is, even high-yield bonds, cryptocurrencies fall into that category. So that's sort of the biggest factor, I think. The other factor, which a lot of people aren't really thinking of, certainly outside of the U.S., is that it's U.S. filing, tax filing season.
Oh.
And in, you know, just 2 days, you've essentially got a lot of people that need to pay pretty significant taxes on their gains from last year. So you are seeing a lot of selling happening on U.S. exchanges at the moment. So that's probably a smaller factor, but definitely one that's contributing to the sell-off. But again, I mean, 15%, which is ultimately what we've seen over the last 8 days, that's been the sell-off. I mean, that's significant, but it's not completely wild in the world of crypto, right? I mean, we've been on the show many times over, and it's, you know, sort of had that volatility on a week-to-week basis. So for a lot of people, they're seeing this as the opportunity to get in. If you're a long-term investor, this is that opportunity. If you see that value over to, you know, the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, for other investors that are sort of more day trading, this is scary, and this is, you know, perhaps something new. So we always say sort of sit back, take a look at the space, listen to yourself, be self-aware, because if you've invested too much in the crypto space and you're losing sleep over this 15% drop and you perhaps got in, you know, exactly 8 days ago or so, then, you know, that's telling you something. Rather reduce that position that you have in the crypto space, or don't be that exposed to the price movements of crypto. Take a responsible long-term view.
Yeah, but don't be like Britney Spears and go and have another child when you're mentally unstable. It's the same thing. So, Sean, I mean, a 15% drop isn't the worst we've seen. We've obviously seen worse in the past, and we've seen huge improvements in the price of crypto as well. But some people here are just on a matter of semantics. They want to argue with you a little bit. So Freedom Fighter says, the rand isn't strong, the dollar is weak. That's probably about right, because really, I mean, it's not like the rand is doing anything spectacular here. It's just that the dollar is under huge pressure at home, and inflation is a major, major struggle for many Americans that is hitting the bottom line there for ordinary consumers.
Without a doubt. I mean, yeah. I don't think the rand's ever strong, really. It's more just as that listener said, or as that viewer said, I mean, the dollar is weak at the moment, but also commodities are booming, right? And the rand is a bit of a commodities play. International traders, they look at this as saying, okay, commodities strong, rand strong, buy. That's literally like sort of their little mental algorithm.
Absolutely. All right. So what do you think of people who are selling off, like, let's say 10-20% of their crypto portfolio and buying gold? I mean, that's one of the things that you guys offer. You offer lots of different products. What would you say is the most sensible thing here? And I'm not asking you for financial advice. I'm just asking you, is it better to have a spread across all of this? Because there are people who put all of their eggs in one basket. And I know that you've said to us, diversify, and diversification is the most important tool that you have as an investor, because otherwise you expose yourself far too much to the vagaries of one particular product. But would you say that it should be an even split? I mean, you know, there are old financial advisors who say, oh, gold is for pirates, and you shouldn't even bother with that. What do you think of an overall strategy when it comes to investing?
I'm going to have that sort of boring response that I've said so many times over, which is, yes, diversify across multiple asset categories. The only time that you'll ever really see the value of diversification is when you've taken a big punt at a particular stock or just investment in general, and then it turns pear-shaped. I'm almost sure everyone that's over the age of, say, 35 or 40 has experienced that. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that's when you start appreciating diversification. So, you know, the wisdom really is, don't experience that. Rather just, you know, understand that diversification provides that value. So, I mean, it's not really a case of having an even spread or not having an even spread. You know, having an allocation of your wealth to gold, let's call it that a 1 to 5% allocation to gold. This is sort of your total net worth. Do exactly the same thing with crypto. Look at sort of your retirement annuity if you have one, or sort of broader investment portfolio. I mean, at Revix, we're not advocating to sort of come to us to put your life savings into the platform to hope crypto goes to the moon. And if it doesn't, you know, you're in trouble, right? What we really are saying is, treat this as a credible asset class. I can say as well, and I've said this quite a few times, is that institutions are coming, and in many respects, they've arrived. We've received more queries over the last probably about 4 months from institutional investors, wealth managers, sort of high net worth individuals, than we've sort of got in the last 4 years of running the business.
Wow.
So institutions, their interest is there. And I mean, I'm talking big banks. I'm talking really big wealth managers in South Africa. So I think it's really just a matter of time. Like, this is too big now, right? You've got the UK government that's come out as well to sort of say that they're going to promote stablecoin regulation, which is fascinating and fantastic for the crypto space. You are actively seeing regulations developed across an EU level. So all of a sudden there's a harmonization of regulation across the EU. I mean, 3 years ago, we were having discussions around, will this asset class actually still be around? People were still asking the question, can it go to zero? I don't think anyone's asking the question anymore, can it go to zero? It's sort of just, where does this go? And that's, I think, the exciting part from my side. So, you know, having a bit of skin in the game, Gareth, you said this multiple times over as well. You know, if you want to sort of be part of this emerging world of DeFi, of cryptocurrencies, which is really in many respects sort of the future of payments and decentralized sort of automated finance, that's what investing in crypto and investing in some of our products over at Revix sort of gives you exposure to.
Well, just ask the people who had all their money in rubles just a little while ago. Just ask them if they wouldn't have preferred to go into crypto. Not a single person would have said, no, let's keep it in the rubles, obviously. And it could happen to anybody. You don't just have to invade next door countries for that to happen. Currencies are within the control of a small group of people, and sometimes they make a bad decision. You've seen it happen in all kinds of places, and it will continue to happen. So rather go for the decentralized option if you ask me. But again, I'm no financial advisor. All right, Sean.
Yeah,
excellent.
Again, don't have all your assets or all your eggs in one basket, right?
Right.
And I think that's sound advice. I think, and again, sorry, last thing from my side, that Savings Vault offer from last week, we saw an absolutely incredible response from the Cliff Central audience. I want to, you know, continue to offer that product until it's launched to the public. It is available to anyone that is listening. You can head over to the website and you can inquire about sort of the savings vault offer that's available. Essentially, it's earning 9% on an annualized basis in dollars. This is sort of an over-the-counter, if you want to call it, opportunity, where there isn't sort of a investment product on the website that you can buy, but just ask our customer support agents. They're available 24/7. And, yeah, we can go from there.
Superb. And go along and follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revix Invest, R-E-V-I-X-I-N-V-E-S-T. Thank you, Sean. Always good to see you, dude. Have a good week.
Great, guys.
Cheers.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
There's Sean Saunders. Revix.com. If you want to find out more, you can go along to their website. They've got all of their products listed there. And the one that he's talking about now, the Savings Vault, you have to ask them for, because only people who've been listening to this show are getting that offer in advance. So if you want it, you have to ask for it. You have to actually say to them, hey, I heard Sean on the show. Can you guys help me with this? And then they will. CliffCentral.com.